What we are doing here is the most serious undertaking that there is. To break free from this plane of illusion . How difficult. How determined you must be to break free from this prison. So many are endeavoring, and so few will leave. The first thing that must be there if you are to leave this place of suffering is to not only understand that this is a place of suffering, extensive suffering, but the magnitude of what is going on here. It is no small force that binds you to this place. The power of illusion is no small thing. It is a great thing. And because it is so great, everyone is lost. Almost hopelessly lost. This is a place of darkness. If you do not understand the treacherous nature of the place that you exist in, then how will you have the care and focus to make certain that you do not stay in the grasp of the illusion? You must understand that every moment here, there is some suffering going on. Even when the outward circumstances are ideal for this place, as you see in this vicinity of the world, Now there is a little excess heat, and it is uncomfortable. But there are parts of the world where the people are living, where the temperature is so high that all the moisture is gone from the earth and there is just sand with occasional trees like that. Desert. If you do not understand the nature of the place that you are living in, if you do not open your eyes and see this world for what it is, then where will the motivation come from to leave? Where will the determination come from to get out of this place? The people so foolishly say, oh, this is God's creation. God is everywhere. He is in everything. Look at the ocean and see the glory of God. Look at the sky and see the glory of God. Look at the beautiful forest and see the glory of God. Well, then go and see the millions of diseased, starving people and see the glory of God there too. And become one of those people, starving, diseased, hopeless. And still say it is the glory of God. It is so hard for people to reduce their weight because it is so painful to restrict the amount of food that goes into the body. How do you think the people feel that are starving to death, that have no food, and they lie there until they die? But even here, with the opulence and the ideal climate, there is cancer. What suffering when this starts growing in the body? terrible suffering can take anyone in the world over at any time. That is the nature of this place. And as long as you come back to this place, you will be faced with that reality no matter where you are born. No matter how opulent your existence. The healthiest and strongest of bodies can be maimed and mutilated and ravaged in so many ways. Look to the rest of the world to see what suffering is possible. So that must be understood. You must be convinced of that fact. If you think that you are immersed in God and that God is everywhere, then find the light in this suffering. These people are lost in so much pain that are starving, dying of terrible diseases, that it is practically hopeless for them to find God. So you all understand this to some degree. Now understand it completely. If you stay in this place, there is nothing but suffering waiting for you. Suffering and the illusion. The illusion. The terrible illusion that is binding everyone for one that wants to break free from this place. You have one constant enemy that never sleeps and that is all-powerful, and that is the illusion. It will not be easy to break free from the grasp of this all-powerful illusion. You have all seen the people come and go. How easy it seems. For these people to leave their only hope of getting out behind. The people who have left will not, in this lifetime at least, ever find a way out of this place of illusion. They will not. They will die in illusion, and they will take birth again in illusion. And yet, in general, they believe they are doing well. But then the illusion is so convincing, so devious. So treacherous. That those completely lost in illusion, completely in the grasp of illusion, think that they are fine and are with God, when they are so far away. I am not speaking like this to discourage you. It would be meaningless cruelty to point out these facts if there wasn't a way out. But there is. For those that want to leave this plane of illusion, there is always an opportunity. There is always the necessary assistance when they are ready to leave. But what is going on here is about finishing up all business with this place. Every attachment must go. Every desire to be here must go. When you leave, you will leave this place and all its pastimes behind. so many things that are being done here can only be done in this place while you are in illusion. So, in a sense, you are giving up something. But of course, the something that you are giving up is just leading to suffering and anxiety and separation from God. But still, letting go is difficult because you feel that you are losing something. You are giving up something that is like a part of you. But even that you, that it feels a part of, is an illusion. So it comes down to this. The hardest thing is to give up who you think you are. Because it is a manufactured and illusory being who you think you are. So this is the price that must be paid to leave this place. You must give up everything. Even this illusory identity. Who you mistakenly call yourself. And this is way too much for most everyone to bear. Where this means giving up the illusion, most people are seeking after it and want more of it, want to be more firmly embedded in it, want more things of the illusion, and are striving, their whole life is striving to achieve goals of illusion. And we are saying, give it all up and all desire for it. The opposite of the mood of this planet. That is what's going on here. If you ever wonder about the extreme unpopularity of what is going on here, remember that this is a world of illusion, that everyone is bound by that illusion. And all of their motivations, all of their desires are for that illusion. And what is going on here is we want to destroy the illusion. So we are at complete odds with the entire world. but for one who wants to leave. Help is provided. And the way out is simple, although difficult. But even the difficulty, the degree of difficulty, is up to each individual. You can't say it is this hard for everyone. The thing is, how hard will you make it for yourself? You are not the only ones that would like God. You are not the only ones that would like to be free. But almost no one wants to let go of this plane of illusion. So there are many, many people, millions of people, that are seriously praying, even begging God to be with him, and to be free from this place of suffering. But while they strive so hard, on one hand, to pray and to beg for mercy and to be free from this place, they hold on just as tightly and will not let go. This is why these were among my first words upon arriving here, that you must let go. That you must give up. That you must surrender. These are the things that no one wants to do. And these are the reasons that so few leave this place of illusion. No one wants to let go of this place. This place is so deeply embedded in you. You have been here for so many millions of lifetimes. Just try to understand the attachment to this place. This is why, as I began speaking, you must see this place for what it is. You must become tired of this place. You must become sick of the illusion and what it does. and hate it. Yes, you can hate it. While you are moving and trying to break the attachment and the bonds to this place, you can hate what this place does. The separation that it creates, not only from God, but from each other. The separation between husbands and wives, between friends and family. Between religions, between nations. It is a place of separation. And separation means a break in the love. And the love is what everybody wants. And the greater the separation, the less love there is. And this is a place of separation. And the love that you find here is illusory love. A concession of the illusion, because the illusion knows completely what you need to stay bound. So the illusory love has been created. It is not love. It is incorrect to use the word love by itself. When you describe the love between a husband and wife, the love that parents have for their children and the children for their parents, the love between people here. It is illusory love. It is born from illusion, and it binds you to this place of illusion. So you may love a member of the opposite sex, and that is your trap. It is a very thorough trap. This is a very thorough prison. And that is why, even with great endeavor, even with so many religions and processes trying to become free from the illusion, practically nobody breaks free from this place of illusion. It is very, very rare. Because of the intricacies of the trap, the intricacies of this prison. They're so diabolical. You practically cannot escape. Practically impossible. Understand what you're up against. This is important. But if you become discouraged, that is the illusion. The illusion wants you to give up. What I am saying should be creating a resolve in your heart, an increased determination in your heart to be strong and staunch and do whatever is necessary to break free. Understanding the problem that you have. The reality of what is going on in this place. you should be increasing your determination and resolve to break free from it once and for all. Become finished with this place. The end is going to be there anyway. You will eventually leave this place. This work cannot be avoided. It can just be put off. But by putting it off, there can be so many more lifetimes. And I do not have to go into detail. Look around you. Look at the world. Look at the extensive hells that people are living in. And those that think they will come back and they will just avoid the hell here, not possible. It is not possible. Unfortunately, there is so much that must be gone through in your last lifetime. But at least this can be the last scene that you play in this place. The desire to break free. The desire to break free must be as strong as the desire to want God. The desire for God seems so strong, but if it is not coupled with the desire to break free, you will not let go. You will pray and work on one hand for God, and you will hang on with the other. To break free, you must do both. And what is going on here is the attempt to break you free from the hold that you have, to pry you free. One agonizing finger at a time, if necessary, if you resist. The difficulty is up to you. If you stubbornly hold on, then it can be so much more painful than it has to be. You can just let go. Such simple words, yet these two words are the key to breaking free. They are the key. So many are trying for God, but they will not let go. So they stay bound and they come back. Here, both things are going on. The prayer, the desire for God, and the letting go. If you want to hang on, if you want to stay, then this is not the place for you. And if you want a pace that's easy to understand, that you can comprehend, then this is not for you either. Because the movement must be fast. It must be very rapid. And will it be beyond the mind's comprehension at times? Yes. You will not understand. You will just know that you have moved. And you will thank God for that movement. You need not understand with the mind at all. Not at all. And trying to understand will slow you down, make it more painful. Holding on. It is time for you to trust. Nothing is being asked of any of you. That is life-threatening, that is health-threatening. No one is asking you to go into poverty. What is being asked? Look at what everyone has in this room. Everything is sufficient. Everything is fine. Even opulent. Yet, it is so difficult. Why? Because you are letting go of the illusion. Help comes to this planet in many ways, in many moods. But there is only one reason that I have come. And that is to free those beings that want to become free from this plane of illusion in this lifetime. That is the specific reason that I have come. The only reason that I have come. I have not come to help the people in general with understanding the order of things and what is going on and have better lives and be happier in this place. I have come here to take hold of the people that want to leave this place of illusion and pull them free. Finally, after so long, And it is the only way that you will get free. It is the only way to get free. The illusion is too great. It is too devious. You will not be able to find yourself, your way through the maze. You will not. If you leave here, you will be in illusion about leaving in this lifetime. But of course, you will leave eventually. So, no one is doomed permanently. No one. No one. But the period that you are doomed to this place can be very great. Let go. Give it up. Nothing that you are holding on to has ever brought you any satisfaction or happiness, and it never will. No happiness? Well, there is the illusory happiness that binds. But believe me when I say that this happiness, even the greatest happiness that you experience here, is riddled with anxiety while you are experiencing it. It is riddled with suffering and anxiety while you are experiencing the happiness of this place. The greatest happiness that you can experience in this place is riddled with anxiety and suffering. And the only reason that you're not aware of it is because of the great power of the illusion. That's why you have heard it said, and it is true, there is no real happiness in this place, because there is no point when you are happy that you are not also riddled with anxiety, with frustration. So, are there any questions about what has been said so far? Or just questions that you have. You must understand the nature of the place that you are in. And you must understand the tremendous power of the illusion that binds you. If you do not understand these things, you will not get free. Are there other ways to look at this world? Yes, there are. But for someone who wants to leave, this is the way you must see it. A place with no redeeming qualities. A place that can be a living hell at any time. And frequently is a living hell. The people that want to stay, they can focus on the positive aspects of this place. But you have to be repulsed by this place, making it easier to just let go of it. Just give it up. The bad news is that you are trapped in a place of illusion with unlimited suffering. The good news is that it is within each and every one of you the ability, the power is within each and every one of you to just give it up. To just let go of it. And the reason that others don't make it, that almost no one makes it, is that they will not let go of the very thing that is causing them their suffering, their separation from God. But through guidance and a special power that I am bringing in, you will break free from this place. But who will do this? while most people are striving to ignore the suffering of this place, what they call the negative. I am asking that you focus on it, that you see it. There is no need to manufacture something that is not there. You just simply need to look at it and see it for what it is. So let what has been said here tonight become a part of you. Try to understand what has been said. Do not listen to discouragement. Everyone in this room can break free in this lifetime. You just have to be willing to let go, to give it up. In order to go back to God, you have to surrender to God. And know this is very important to understand. If you do not heed the instructions of Carol, you are not heeding my instructions. And if you choose to ignore an instruction from Carol, it will almost certainly be because you are choosing the illusion instead. Not because you know better. That is not possible. Nothing is ever asked that is so terrible. Everything is designed to break you free. And No one has ever asked to do something that is so unreasonable. What has been ever asked of anyone? Although things will be asked that are very difficult. But if you can't let go, then you will not leave this place. And there is nothing worth holding on to here. Nothing. So reassess. Listen to what has been said tonight. And check yourself. And see if you truly want to do this. And if the answer is yes, then give it up. Let go so you can just move. Stop resisting against the help. Take it gladly, gratefully. Guidance to become free from this place of illusion. You should be hungry after it. So there are no questions.
Harassment. When there is a relationship with somebody who is not in this room, do you suggest that we just let go, or that we work through our feelings?
You will have to let go at some point. If you are to continue with the relationship, you must understand without any doubt that it is complete illusion. You must understand, no matter how great the love is, it is illusory love, as I spoke of earlier. And illusory love binds you to this place, forces you to come back. While you are experiencing this love, you should be trying to see it for what it is, that it is illusion, because it is illusion, and it is binding you. And you must come to a point where you can give it up. Because it is all illusion and it is all binding you. It has no spiritually redeeming characteristics at all. But be warned, this is one of the strongest pulls of the illusion. And it has enough power to capture you and keep you in this place, even though you do not want to be here. So it is a dangerous time for you. It is a dangerous time because you are now connected with a powerful aspect of the illusion, and it is all illusion. That can capture you and take you away. And if you do not want that to happen, you must pay attention to the instructions that come from Carol. You are trapped in the illusion, so you cannot see it for what it is. So you must listen to someone who can see it for what it is. And of course, if you will not listen, then that increases the danger tremendously.
What more can I do to read where I can just let go?
Make more and more effort to see it for the illusion that it is. While you are experiencing it, look at it and see it for the illusion that it is. Even if you cannot understand with your conscious mind how it is illusion, take my word for it, because I have come here to free you and you know my intention. So having faith in what I say, trusting in what I say, begin with more determination to see the illusion in all aspects of the relationship. All of it. Feel the pull that is there. See it for the illusion pulling you. When you are with the person, feel that love and see it for the illusion that it is. If you do not want to be trapped by the illusion, you have to see it for what it is and see that it is illusion.
She keeps telling me is that she feels this love to be God and to be you. The connection is very strong, and she thinks it's a spiritual thing that's going on.
No. Not at all. Believe me, it is not at all. It is totally a manufacturing love of the illusion. It is totally illusion. Totally illusion. This is not coming from God. This is coming from the illusion to bind you.
And I know she wants to know then what is the strong feeling that she feels? What's the strong connection that she feels that she's had ever since she's met him?
It is illusion. See the power of illusion. Devious? Yes. Does it feel like God? It may feel like God to you. This is why practically no one leaves this place of illusion. That is why, in addition to the power that's being brought in, you must listen to the guidance. The guidance is only to help you. Because you cannot yet distinguish for yourself. And this, if not the most powerful, is one of the most powerful weapons of the illusion. The relationship between man and woman. Incredible love, illusory love. It is so powerful, this force. Try to understand. That when a man has this love with a woman and the woman is taken away, he will kill. The illusion paints the picture that you want to see. So because you want God, the illusion is painting the picture that this is from God or of God or has something to do with God. Because that is the illusion that you need to bind you. Another person, that is not the illusion, so they do not think like that when they experience this powerful, overwhelming, all-consuming love for another. If they are not interested in God, that is not the picture that the illusion paints. But because you want God, this is the picture that the illusion has painted, that somehow or other this relationship, which is nothing but illusion, nothing, it is a total creation of the illusion, appears to somehow be from God or of God. It is a trap. It is a deception. The great deceiver.
What about the love that we experience with each other in this house? You know, the special relationships that some of us have with each other. You know, special feelings that you may have for one that aren't quite there with another. Is that illusion too, or is that real?
There is a great deal of illusion mixed in, yes. Understand, for the purpose of getting out, I must paint a very black and white picture. If we go into degrees, you will not have a clear enough perception, and you will become confused. Until you at least are out of the grasp of the illusion, which you are not, then you must see it very black and white. But as far as the relationships in the house, even if there is some illusion, because it is someone in this house, who wants to be free in this lifetime and who is willing to pay the price to become free, there is no danger in that illusion. There is no danger in that illusion. Even though, yes, very well could be illusion. And frequently is illusion. Why one prefers one person and does not prefer another. But in this relationship that you have, that is very dangerous. Because the one you are with will have you leave this. And if you leave this, you will leave your hope of getting out in this lifetime. So it is extremely dangerous.
Should I stop seeing him now?
How do you feel about what I have said?
I'm not ever going to be the worst that I have had with him. I have gone through it. There was a few weeks when it was very difficult to want to be here. But now, by each day, it becomes stronger and stronger. And I know I am not going to be. I know I am through that danger. But to stop seeing him right now, just cold turkey, it feels like it would be very, very difficult. Because of my attachment, it feels like I would maybe go crazy. So I'm trying to reach a point with my relationship where I can just gradually see it for what it is and pray that it works out. Then I can let go.
It will work out if you want it to. It is within your control. It is not something out of your control. But you must make the effort to see it for what it is. And to the extent that you enjoy the relationship without seeing it for what it is, you are treading in very dangerous ground. So while you cannot stop it, you should redouble your efforts to see it. Well, you've never seen it like I'm telling you to see it now. So you must be determined. And while engaging in the relationship, while feeling that love, that illusory love, you must see it for what it is. If you can see it for what it is, then you can let go of it. If not totally and clearly, you can come to a point where you can let go. But if you do not constantly make an effort to see that the relationship is illusion, that the love is illusion, then it's dangerous. Then you, of course, are in the position of being captured by the illusion and taken away from here. Yes, the illusion is very powerful. You should be afraid of the illusion.
She stated just a few minutes ago that she's not in any more danger of leaving this house, that she's over that. She feels like she's very secure in the light. She's not afraid.
That is a big mistake. Especially because you are involved in one of the most powerful weapons of the illusion right now. And the illusion has everyone bound, great people bound, great determined people become bound by the illusion. Don't think that you are beyond the grasp of the illusion. Don't be lulled. Don't have a confidence that puts you in a weak position. You should be so alert when you go and have this relationship. You should be alert like a man in a jungle in a war, constantly looking out for the enemy, how the enemy is going to come and kill him. This is like walking through a minefield. Because you cannot stop it, without losing the ability to go on, you have to accept the treachery of the minefield and continue to move. With the harsh reality that even with care, you might step on a mine and be doomed. But while letting go is key to leaving this place, giving up the illusion is critical. Also, what is critical is that you keep going. So, that's what's going on here. There's a balance trying to be achieved. Because you cannot just stop, although you should look and see if that is at all possible, because it is like that minefield and you must be very, very careful. But you have to know, as unfortunate as it is, the minefield is so treacherous that you are walking through, that even with care, you may step on a mine. Of course, that analogy has one flaw, and that is if you step on a mine, the damage that's done is irrevocable. But as long as you come either to me or Carol, no matter how damaged your faith in what is going on has become, there is hope. Whereas in the minefield, there is no hope. So, understand the danger that you are in and the caution that you must begin to proceed with. Extreme caution. Extreme danger zone that you are in. Extreme danger. Try to understand. The illusion wants to capture you. Wants to keep you bound. It is the job of the illusion, and the illusion has the power. And the illusion has a personal interest in you, just as I have a personal interest. And the illusion's personal interest is to see that you remain trapped, captured in this place. While, of course, my personal desire is to see that you become free from this place. So it is good, your determination to never leave. But now add more caution. Begin to see the relationship in this light that I am talking about. Begin to understand more and more every day how this relationship is illusion, and it is being used by the illusion to capture you and to bind you. And understand that you are going to have to break free from it at some point. The sooner, the better.
It seems inevitable with this relationship, because he now does not want to be here, so there is very little we have in common. He is sincere that he wants God, but he's completely lost. So there is little that we can talk about.
You don't need to talk about God or getting free to have a perfect bond of illusion going on. Having nothing in common doesn't weaken the power of the illusion. It can help, but I'm saying not necessarily. Don't depend upon your opposing beliefs to save you. Don't depend upon your opposing beliefs to save you. Because no matter how differently you feel, both strongly, remember it is the illusion that is binding you. It has nothing to do with logic and reason. It is a force that wants you to be bound together in illusion. No matter how you feel, no matter what you believe or how you think.
I am very scared because this is a love like I have never felt before. And neither has he. It goes so very deep, I don't understand it. And it scares me because he is not here with us. I don't understand it at all. I only know the great depth of it, and that it goes deeper and deeper.
So understand it. It is a very deep illusion that you have never felt before in this lifetime.
She believes that that depth is God.
No, it is not God. It is not God. You say you do not understand it. Well, understand it. It is a very deep illusion. The illusion has many weapons. Do you think that you've experienced them all? No.
Why does it keep going deeper as I pray and work more and more to be free from it? At least that's what it means.
Attachment.
She's praying with one hand, praying to God, and with the other hand she's hanging on like crazy.
Yes.
It is not that I'm not trying to let go.
No, but trying and letting go are two different things. So the trying is good, and you have to keep going, and you have to keep trying. But trying is not letting go.
I don't know what else to do. I stopped seeing him before, and I started going crazy. What more can I do right now?
You tell me, what have I said for you to do? Hmm?
be very aware, to become more and more aware of my attachment for him, so I can reach the point where I can just let go.
And what about this deepening love? This is why when I talked to you the last time, I said that it is a very hard time to break because it is deepening still. But it is attachment. That love that is deepening isn't deepening, of course, because of any prayer. It is deepening because it is still progressing in that area. But just know that that is illusion, and just see what you're up against. See the enemy that opposes you. See the enemy that wants you to give up. See the enemy that wants to capture you. See the power of the enemy. So deceiving. It allows you to feel something that is like love. But it is illusory love, such a powerful foe. Everyone wants the love, so the illusion, being the best of prisons, gives love, is able to allow something like love to exist. And for one in illusion, they can practically not tell the difference if it is illusory love or if it is real love. What a powerful illusion.
One thing that I think she needs to understand is that this relationship was illusion from the start, even when he was with this house. Just because he was here doesn't mean it was a pure love. The attachment was there from the start. And even if he was still in this house, she would still be going through attachment and trying to break free from that attachment.
Yes.
It's illusion either way, if he was here or there. If he was here, there wouldn't be a danger of taking her into the illusion. That's why there's a danger now. The same attachment was here.
No, even if he was in the house, there would still be that danger. Even if he was in the house, the same danger would be there because they could go away together in illusion. The fact that he's opposed to what's going on here just makes it that much more dangerous. But even if he was in the house, it would still be illusion, and it would still be dangerous. Not just because someone is here or trying to become free, that everything they do is therefore of God. Not necessarily, not at all. Just as you said, is the relationship that you may have with someone, is illusion there because it's in the household? Yes, it can be there. I've said that. Not because it's in this household, everything is of God and it is all pure. No, the illusion is going on in everyone. You are all bound by the illusion. Get that straight. You are in illusion. You are bound by the illusion. And as you struggle to become free, the illusion is doing things to capture you. Again. Is working against you. It is an opposing force. The light and the dark. It is an opposing force. A very real force that is fully aware of you and wants you to remain in this prison. A very real, powerful force. If he were here, if he wanted this, it would just make it much less dangerous. But this illusory love between men and women is always dangerous.
There's another point of danger, I think, for her, and that is in your guidance or my guidance when working with her, she gets sometimes very upset and can't handle the advice that's being given. Hmm. And in that state, if she goes to John, because she, for whatever reason she doesn't understand or agree with the guidance that's being given to her from here, if she goes to him in that state to try to get understanding from him, I don't know if she realizes the enemy she's up against. It's turning to the darkness for help, and that darkness is just going to take her away.
Yes.
But I cannot go to him anymore. That's completely... There's just no way I can go to him on anything here. He will not hear. In the past, yes, but not now.
No, the point is that if you do, as if for anything, if confusion comes again due to attachment, you go to him and seek his advice or his help in any spiritual matter, it will be like asking the illusion for help, and he will lead you where the illusion wants you to go. That's all. If he disagrees with what Carol is saying, then it is the illusion talking. If he disagrees with what I am saying, it is the illusion trying to capture you. But you can't go and decide that for yourself. That's the point. It is just would be extremely, extremely dangerous to go to him for any type of spiritual consulting at all. Because, as you know, he is so lost. And if you were to do that, then you could start a very dangerous pattern that could easily take you away once you began to listen to the words of the illusion. Just as when I speak, the words have an effect, when the illusion speaks, it also has an effect. And when you ask for help from that area, it is asking for the illusion to come and help you. And of course, where the illusion helps you is back into illusion. And of course, in your case, it would be under the guise of God consciousness. So you would go thinking you were getting God consciousness.
I do not go to him or any guidance, because practically everything that he says I see is darkness. When we talk, it is mainly I point out to him.
That is good.
And now he does not want to hear, so there is very little to talk.
Yes. You have done very well, and you have done well because of your determination. Now simply you must do better. Do more. See it for what it is.
I don't know when I feel this love for him. There is pleasure. And I feel this love. Now I feel guilt. Like I should not be feeling this then. In my mind I know it is darkness and it is illusion, but it is still there and I don't know how to stop that. I mean, I know it in my mind, but I still feel this love in my heart. It does not stop.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So you feel that love. Just understand that that love is born of illusion. Understand, the illusion has this weapon of love to use. It uses it to bind. The love between a husband and wife, the love between parents and their children, and children for the parents, the love between relatives, the love between neighbors, the love between people in the world in general, between countries. The love between, as you have experienced, a human and an animal. The love, that love is not of God. It is love of this place of illusion. Because you cannot exist without some kind of love, there is like a substitute love that is being allowed. But that substitute love is one that binds you. It binds you. It is devised to bind you. Deceiving, yes. Diabolical, yes. Because it's love. It feels like love. It is love of a sort, but it is a love that binds you to this place of illusion. You've also known love, like you experienced this love between you and this horse, is it not? This is not love of God. It just isn't. But still, it was something. It was something that you wanted so much. But it is a desire that binds you. The desire for this type of love is a desire that binds you. Just see why so few become free. People so desperately want the love, so the illusion, understanding this thoroughly, gives love. You want love here. Here is love. Love between you and your husband. Love between you and your family. Love between you and the animals. Feel that love. Isn't that what you want? And you're saying, yes, it is. But that love that the illusion is offering you is love that binds you. This is very important for one that wants to become free here, is to distinguish between the love of God and the love born of illusion. Part of you must understand, must begin to understand that this love that you feel is illusion. Just begin to look at it. Guilt is not the most productive thing to feel about this love. Fear. Fear of this love is more productive.
I have tremendous fear, a lot of fear. I have tremendous fear of being separated from him and stopping this right now. And I don't like that. Tremendous fear of feeling pain. Stopping this, that it would drive me crazy.
Yes, this is why I talk to you. So you can continue the relationship. You just must do so with care. As long as you have proper care, you can continue it and be all right. But it is a precarious thing, and you must be very careful. You just must be very careful. And you must acknowledge, at least with your mind, what is going on. That it is illusory love. And do you want it? Yes, you want it, but it is an attachment and it binds. This is why so-called saintly people have frequently been associated with celibacy or leaving the family like that, no attachments around them, because the attachments can be deadly. Now you can be with someone and be detached also, but it is anyway. There is a reason for these beliefs to be there. Of course, anyway, that is another thing. Then there are those that are alone and are completely attached, so I'm not saying what has to be done. But in your case, this relationship is potential doom, so you just must be very careful. And I understand that it can be too much at this time to give up, so you must do the best you can by being aware of the dangers and not getting trapped.
Grasim, why did you say that fear is a better, a more conducive feeling to have than guilt?
Fear in this particular instance, fear of this love. Here is love that is difficult to distinguish between this love and love of God. And yet this love that she is feeling for this man is a love that will purely bind her to this place. So it is so treacherous, it is so devious in nature, and it is so powerful, and it is totally the illusion's tool, that it is something to be afraid of. And again, in this particular instance, that is what to speak of welcoming it. It should be mistrusted. At the very least, this love should be mistrusted.
The predominating reason that she has fear right now is fear that somehow this relationship is going to end. And that's what's making her feel fear right now. She doesn't know how she can live without him. That's why I wanted you to clarify the fear, because when you brought the fear up.
I was talking about fear only directly linked to this one specific emotion of illusory love. I wasn't saying fear in general. I was speaking only of this one specific thing, that if she's guilty about feeling this love, better that she feels afraid of feeling this love, because this feeling of love is one that binds. The love of God frees, and the love that this is binds. So you need to be afraid of anything that binds you. You need to be afraid of the illusion. And this is an example of why you should be so afraid of the illusion. Because here is an emotion so powerful, love, that the illusion is providing, that is so good, that it is difficult to distinguish between that love and real love. So isn't that something to be afraid of? A weapon that is being used against her is this illusory love that is being misunderstood to be something other than illusory love, that is being misunderstood to being something real. But it is not real. It is born of illusion. Everyone should hear this and understand this, that this love that the illusion has to offer is something to be afraid of, because it's a weapon of the illusion that is very powerful and very easily captures most. It is so powerful that most just fall. They have no resistance to it. They just accept it with no battle.
Before they both got together, I remember John was telling me that he really needed to get a relationship with a woman so he could work out the sexual issues that he had, that he knew that there was a problem there and he couldn't be celibate again. And he needed to just work out these sexual issues, that he had no interest in getting entangled in a relationship and lost in the illusion of a relationship. That he wanted to go to God, but he needed to work out sex. So as soon as the relationship got together and sex was opened up, a huge attachment was what was in there. That was what the, I think that's one thing that's being forgotten, is anyways, it's such a big illusion. When you open that up, you have to be wary of it.
Is there any benefit at all to him, as long as this relationship is going on with me, if I'm in this house? Or is it a detrimental thing to his spiritual progress?
It's not something that will hurt him so much. He is captured by the illusion and has no clear plan to get out of it. He has no plan that will get him out of it. So, you need not worry about him. He is just determined at this time to stay in the illusion. So, benefit or detriment is of little significance either way, because he is bound and determined to go in the direction that he is going in. Of course, in another sense, of course, because it is illusion, it is detrimental. But he has so much illusion that it's not going to make a tremendous difference overall in his existence. But it is an illusion that is binding him. So for someone who wants to become free, it is a detriment. But for someone who does not want to become free, what is the difference? More illusion, less illusion. Enough illusion to bind you. So he has more than enough to bind him. So, even though it is more illusion and more binding, at this point it makes little difference.
Is it an illusion that I care enough about him that I would completely stop seeing him right now and never see him if it would help him break free, if it would help bring him back somehow? I would do this. Is that an illusion? I know I'm supposed to be concerned only with myself, but I feel this.
But you speak of something that doesn't exist, so you want me to talk about something that's not existing? If you were to leave him, then he would want to leave in this lifetime and have the necessary qualifications, but that is just something that's not real. So how do you want me to respond to something like that? That is not what is going on. What is going on is he does not want to surrender to God. He does not want to do what is necessary to leave in this lifetime. He simply does not, and he's clinging on to the illusion and will not accept guidance. That is the reality. So you leave him or you stay with him, he will just be lost in illusion. That is the reality. If you stay with him, he will be lost in illusion, and you will not help free him, and if you leave him, he will be lost in illusion. So you're leaving or staying, as far as he is concerned, it will be maybe more or less illusion. Of course, it will be less illusion if you leave him. So possible benefits spiritually would be greater for him if you were to leave him. And staying with him will, of course, decrease his chance of finding the depth necessary to leave in this lifetime. So, of course, staying with him does prolong the possibility of his getting out, but even if you leave him, the chances are not very good. So there are many obstacles on the path to leaving this place. So see this as one large obstacle, one very large obstacle that you must somehow or other overcome in order to be free. But it is not an obstacle that you can just walk away from so easily. I know this is hard. If you stay in this place, it is hard. And if you try to leave, it is hard. There is no easy way to go. But one way you're getting free, and the other way you're staying trapped. So even if something is hard, do not avoid it because it is hard.